welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. I'm going to continue on in a message I began yesterday, according to His Word. But before I do that, I'd like to take just a moment and pray for some of the folks. As I was waiting before the Lord, I just sense there are some listening that are so tired. Not just tired physically, but tired mentally and spiritually. You've been asking the Lord, you said, you are saying to the Lord, you won't give us more than we can bear, but you feel that you're really at the ultimate limit. You're at your extreme end. You are just pulled and pushed and stressed and worn out. There's just a weariness, a spiritual weariness, physical weariness, mental and emotional weariness. And God is the source of our strength. He knows what it is to be weak. He knows what it is to suffer. He's walked the way that we walk. He came into this earth. He divested Himself of His majesty, of His glory as the Son of God, although He was indeed the Son of God. But He lived His life as a perfect man. We may not understand that. Our minds are limited to fully comprehend what God did, but nonetheless, we know that He did what He did as an obedient son of His Father. We have been adopted into that family. God has enlarged His family to include all those who will believe upon Jesus because we were separated from the Lord when our first parents sinned. And so I just want to pray right now. Father, you see those that are so weary. Lord, they love you, but they're just so exhausted, and it's hard to take another step as far as not just physically, but just mentally, because the battles have been so heavy. And Father, I'm asking that you will touch them right now. Father, in your compassion, you said your mercies are new every morning. Your loving kindness fails not. And so, Father, you also said in your word that you would deliver our eyes from tears and our feet from falling, deliver our soul from death, Lord, sickness, oppression, all the things the enemy would bring against us. Lord, you know what it is to be attested to your limit. Even as you carried that cross, Lord, you fell beneath the weight of it and needed Simon to carry the cross to the place of crucifixion. And so, Father, I'm asking right now for your gentleness, your comfort, your mercy to strengthen those that are weak, weak and faint of heart, but worn down by the trials and the battles. And Father, I'm asking for your supernatural strength, your anointing which destroys every yoke of bondage, that you will touch them right now. I rebuke the work of the enemy. And Father, I pray for faith and hope to arise in their heart, that Lord, they may be going through the valley, but you said in your word, blessed is the man who goeth through the valley. Father, lift them up, carry them. When they don't have the strength to walk on their own, you will carry them, Father. And so I'm asking you to do that in Jesus' name. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am a God of compassion. I am a God who can identify with your weakness, with your lack of strength, but know as you believe my word, as you receive from me, open your heart, and I will flood you with my presence, with a sense and assurance that all is well, that you will be able to carry on, that you can press on into the things God has called you to do, and you shall yet rejoice, for I will turn your mourning into dancing, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I receive that by faith for all of us that need strength. Amen. All right, well, let's now go to the Word of God. Jesus said that whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that's what we've just done, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Praise God. And I believe as a whole, God wants us to move into a new position as children of God. You know, the Apostle Paul said that he didn't claim that he'd arrived. He said, I'm striving, I'm pressing on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He never assumed that he had it made, but he was on a journey, in a process. And so let's believe, God, that we're going to move into a new position of the sons of God. Let us believe that Jesus did indeed do the work that he said he would do. And you can say, well, Sister Glass, I believe that. I surely do. But we may believe it, friends, but we have not walked around acting like it. It's one thing to believe in our head knowledge, and another thing to know in our heart of hearts, our spirit, that the work has been done. We preach one thing, and yet we live so many in the realm of defeatism. We believe in victory, but our experience seems to be defeat. We preach joy, but instead sorrow is our portion. We preach salvation, but sometimes we walk as men that are lost and without a home. And of course, these are all lies that the enemy would perpetrate. And when we get discouraged, when we push ourselves too hard, you know, there's a time for all things. That's why God ordained the Sabbath rest. Whatever day that is for you, a time where you can step back from all your burdens and your responsibilities. It's holy to the Lord. Paul said that every day is holy to the Lord. God knows your commitments. He knows your schedule. And yet, so often in this world we live in, where everything is so fast-paced, everything is rush, everything has to be instant, that we really don't take the time that we need personally. And as a result, many times because we don't do that, we get worn down. And God wants us to be refreshed. He wants us to walk in such a poise that Jesus did. He was never anxious. He was never stressed. Think about that. Jesus was not stressed, because that's a form of fear. It's a form of unbelief that somehow, you know, we're not adequate to the task or whatever God's wanting us to do. And let's go back for a moment and revisit the garden. Remember, that was a perfect place of absolute and wonderful fellowship with God. Adam was literally the work of God's own hands. He formed him out of the dust of the earth. He didn't speak him into existence as he did the rest of creation. And Adam was meant to eat of the tree of life. And when he created Eve, the two of them lived together, they communed with God, but there was just one guideline that God gave them, one prohibition, and that was that they were not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And of course, we know Satan came into that garden, tempted them, and they both failed God, and they were cast out of God's presence. Adam and Eve lost the estate they had. But Jesus is the tree of life. When you think of that, he, at the Last Supper, he said, this is my body, this is my blood, eat of it, every bit of it, for he is the way, the truth, and the life, and we are his body. Adam sold out the human race, yes, but God, even back in Genesis, made a provision, and he knew in the fullness of time, Jesus had agreed before the worlds were, that he would be willing to redeem his people, those who were the children of Adam and Eve all through those centuries. And Jesus purchased it back and made a way where this old, carnal, sin-ridden, death-appointed human race could be restored into a fellowship with God again. If there's nothing else that you could meditate upon when you're weary, when you're tired, when you're feeling down, is what God sacrificed because he loved you so much. He wanted you to be with him, and he made a way. And there's a reason why we've had a struggle all of our lives to do good. Think about this. When Adam left the garden at God's directive, he looked about like he did before the fall. I mean, physically, there probably wasn't much difference. The glory that was upon him wasn't there. He was basically a scarred image of the former creation, of the image of God. But you know what? He still wanted to do good. The Bible says he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He knew and wanted good, but he did that which was evil because the tree he ate of was the knowledge of good and evil. And God has given to man a conscience, even the most remote place on earth, mankind knows that which is evil instinctively and that which is good. Adam had that element in himself, desiring to do good, but he did evil and said, look at their sons, Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel. And that's why God set an archangel at the entrance of the Garden of Eden, because he didn't want him to eat of the tree of life. Well, my time, looking at the clock on my time, is just about gone, and we'll pick up here tomorrow at this same time. But it's some fascinating things when you really consider and look into what God had planned, the importance of the tree of life and the significance of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. Well, beloved, I love you, and I pray for you every day. Of course, my partners, as you share specific requests, I can pray specifically besides generally. And my radio family, well, I pray for you generally, unless you write and be specific in terms of a prayer request. I do love you with all of my heart, and it's a joy and a privilege to be able to minister God's eternal word to you. His heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. I love you. The announcer will share our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. Yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.